Where do people hang their clothes in cloud in houses nowadays?
Oh, clothes closet.
Have you ever heard of somebody who had, before they had these built-in closets, they might have a big separate piece of furniture that was all hanging space where they could hang their clothes?
Wardrobe?
Yeah. Do you ever see those anymore?
Nope. Well, that's when I bought me a cardboard and it didn't last long.
Is that right?
Pay a good price for it too.
Hmm.
I got one here, clothes closet. Well, it wasn't a bathroom. It's not a clothes closet, but a useful clothes closet.
Mm-hmm.
I got a curtain pan across there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I have a bed dress and I keep it hanging up in the bathroom. When I wear places, I keep it in the clothes closet in the bedroom.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned curtain. What about these things right here?
This blinds. They're here and I come home.
Did you ever live in a house that had these things that were on rollers that you could pull down to keep the light out?
No. That's what that thing's for.
You can adjust these.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard people talk about window shades?
You know, I've seen what he used to, window shades. Used to be, that's all thing you've seen all the time, going on window shades.
I wonder why not.
I don't know. You say I stopped.
Must be.
I can't say else.
that's hard to keep up with what's in style. Hmm. Most people have Venetian blinds or curtains over their windows. Keep up with them. Do, you know, some places, some houses have right underneath the top of the house. They have a lot of space maybe for storing things.
Mm-hmm.
What would they call that part of the house?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. I guess they call them cupboards.
Well, yeah. I was thinking about, you know, a big maybe room-like area right underneath the roof of the house where you might have a lot of, so a place that you'd have to climb up to, you know.
I don't know what they call that.
Have you ever heard people talk about having an attic in the house?
Mm-hmm.
Be something like that?
I mean so. Mm-hmm. Used to be a place out here on East Bell that had a house built, something like that, but had a basement underneath of it.
Mm-hmm. I see. You know, you were telling me about the kitchen and all that. Have you ever seen any kind of house around here where the kitchen wasn't a part of the main house, but it was kind of built away from the main part of the house?
Long time ago, they just built that way.
Around here?
In the country.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever see many like that?
Mm-mm. I know one time I heard of where a woman had a baby.
Mm-hmm.
Her husband was a rainbow man. And they had a little baby and he won't come home, said baby, you know, because he was all run, he was a rainbow man.
Mm-hmm.
And when he come home, it's a woman had her mother's thing that was taking care of her and the baby, you know.
Mm-hmm.
How was she done? I couldn't do it, save my life. Had to be hung, I couldn't do it. You know, she takes an innocent baby. Been supposed to, the house here and the kitchen back, I keep talking about. And she went in there and first gave that baby a bath and put some clean clothes on it. She built a fire and put a innocent baby in the inside of that stove, burned it up.
Goodness.
And they said the time she built a fire in that stove, the lids fly up and hit her.
Mm.
And I haven't gone by and do a little baby like that.
That's terrible.
She said she wanted her daughter to be a mother. Well, she's already a mother. And she, as that baby born, she's a mother. And she's a grandmother. I wonder what they've done about it.
Hmm. I wonder what makes somebody do something like that.